Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in Imperial County, coming to you for over 13 years because I had to look up the day the show started because we were doing some article or something on it. It took like serious record search because that's a long time ago. But 13 years, so over probably 500 shows of weekly wellness radio for Imperial County since its inception. So glad that you're joining us. Anytime that you do, you make the community a better place, and here's why. Because I'm the host, and I'm Scott, and Maria's not here today, and that's all fine and well, and that's what we do. But we bring guests that have good information, and then you hear the show, and you go, oh, yeah, there's a podcast on KXL Radio. And so you go to the podcast, and you click on the podcast, and when you hear the show, you know who should hear the show. You know, you're sitting there going, Uncle Clyde. Uncle Clyde needs to hear this one. And then you go point and click and share and post on social media and get that show over to Uncle Clyde. And then he hears the show. And then he learns from the show, whatever the information was, and does something with that. And the community becomes a better place.
That's true.
That's how it works. That is the goal of the show. And so you're listening. I love you for that. Really, really appreciate that because you play a critical role in supporting our community. Happy community, happy Scott. That's how that works. All right. So this is Let's Talk About It. I'm Scott. And we are joined today by Patricia Arevalo-Caro. She's a licensed psychiatric technician who's a program supervisor for the Center for Clinical Training.
Wow, yes.
who sponsors a ginormous celebration workshop summit event called the World Mental Health Day Summit. And that's coming right up. It's going to be at IVC, and we got Pat on board today to kind of give us the hows and the whys and get us hyped up for the show and get people signed up. If you hear about it right now, you can still sign up.
Yeah, we request that, you know, people send in their registrations. This is our second annual summit. We got such a good response last year from our first annual summit that we decided to do it again. And we're going to be bigger and better than we were last year. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. We want to do this for the community. As Scott was saying, happy community, happy Scott. So we want to do this for the community so that we can put the word out about mental health disorders. We can increase awareness and ultimately reduce the stigma that's associated with mental health.
So let's go way back in the World Mental Health Day. That's a thing.
That's a thing, and it was started by the World Health Organization way back in 1992, and it was done so that people around the world, not just the continental North America, but South America, Asia, Africa, everywhere, so that people would become aware of mental health and mental health disorders, and to help bring awareness and reduce stigma, because we don't just have stigma in this country, we have stigma in other countries too. So they wanted to bring awareness, and that was why they did it. So World Mental Health Day is officially October 12th. Our event at IVC, located on Ayton Road, will be October 12th, Friday, October 12th of this year, 2018.
So tell me a little bit about stigma.
So stigma is just, to me, it's just a fear of the unknown, that people don't know what it is, and so they get scared, they don't want to deal with it, they don't want to, you know, they don't realize what people go through with mental health disorders. They just think that it's a bad thing, and I guess, to me, it's just that they're scared of it. They don't know, and then we have so many different movies that have played people with mental illness in such a bad way that people don't know that people with mental illness can live successful lives. And with that, let me just say that we have our mental health band, which is the Superstars. And they performed last year, and they'll be performing this year. They have two CDs out. And so it just goes to show that people with mental illness can do whatever they choose to do. They can put their mind to it, and they do it. And we have a lot of rave reviews about our Superstars.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.